WebmasterRadio.fm has compressed thousands of podcasts and all of our radio shows into the ultimate internet marketer's knowledge base. Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, absolutely free and now available for iPhone and Android users. Listen to our live broadcast at the push of a button or access our complete archive of shows, past and present, like SEO 101, Affiliate Buzz, The Shoe Money Show, The Daily Searchcast, and so much more. Download it from the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store today.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. Discover the best practices for tracking and targeting mobile marketing. Our hosts will take you inside the latest trends in mobile technology and help you make the most out of the mobile web. Learn about the latest strategies and trends in the world of mobile, web development, search, email marketing, text message marketing, and more. Leverage your mobile presence today. Now prepare to get mobilized.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. My name is Shahab Zaghari from Skywire, and I'm joined by
Peggy Ann Saltz at Mobile Groove.
Again, thank you for joining us. A few weeks back, we actually had Ken Herron on. He's a unbelievably amazing social media analyst. He also does all sorts of research on the new up-and-coming social networks. Last time we talked about, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Vine. Welcome back, Ken. What have you got planned for us today?
Today's going to be fun. So hopefully our listeners have got their pencils ready. So repeat after me, Shahab.
Okay.
Mobile only.
Mobile only.
Messaging-based.
Messaging-based.
Anonymous social networks.
Anonymous social network. And so by mobile only, you mean there's just no web presence?
Most of these networks do not have any web presence. So these are not just born mobile networks. These are only mobile social networks. That there are no plans for most of these to ever have any type of web presence. It is solely from your mobile device.
Initially built for the mobile device.
Designed, I would go one farther, not just built for the mobile device, but engineered from the ground up for the constraints of the mobile experience. Realizing that we are often dealing with smaller screen factors, we have some different type of feature capabilities, often playing to the strengths, such as GPS. Most of our laptops don't yet have built-in GPS, so these mobile-centric social networks really give some very interesting new capabilities that just isn't possible or conceivable on a traditional computer or laptop.
And I guess, Ken, just to interject there, that you know, being that they're mobile only, that they're born in mobile, and all the work I do looking at what does that mean, that means that it's for an audience that's primarily millennial, because it's their primary access point. I mean, they live connected to their mobile. It's always within arm's reach, so that's probably part of it, too. It's not about us.
I was very surprised. I went through the demographics for the different networks we're going to talk through today, and I was surprised when I was looking at the usage that absolutely correct, 100% correct, Peggy, in that millennial targeting, but who are the actual users, especially when we know in the world where you're not supposed to join LinkedIn, you're not supposed to join Facebook until you were a certain age, I'm seeing grade schoolers on these. Now, the quality of the post tends to reinforce that. This is the very, very young age, that it's not just college, not just high school, not just middle school, but in many cases, it is grade schoolers using the Wi-Fi on their iPod Touch, because that's the only mobile device. It's their first device, but it's the only one they are given access to. So they're now participating on these networks through that.
Well, I'd love to just let you loose, Ken, because I'm sure we're going to hear a lot about, you know, how it's being used. But I'd love to hear, as you're going through this list, in case you weren't planning to do it anyway, you know, how does a marketer deal with this? Because we're talking about networks where, you know, if you're, I guess, I don't know, back to school stuff or whatever, you're going to have to be out there. You're going to have to disguise yourself as a kid or a teenager. I don't know. So I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say about not only the networks, but how do we and a gauge on them, I guess. So I'll let you loose.
And each network is a, thank you for that. Each network is a little bit different, but the real net of all this is that if you are selling a product or service to this age range, you need to be in this space in an appropriate and a relevant way. So what I will share with each of these are a little bit about the technology, a little bit about the content that's on it, who the audience is, and sometimes there's a difference between who it was meant to be and who it really is, and then the why the users are on it, why they're flocking to it. Some of these networks are literally weeks old. They are very new, and for some people, they may think, okay, Ken, you're overwhelming me. This is too many different networks. Remember the rule of thumb. If when you hear of a new social network, you go in, you seize your brand name. Even if you have no plans to use it and it's not something you have resource, time, or budget to go after, go in, put in your profile, seize it so that no one else does. You know, kind of plant your flag and then direct people to the networks on which you are able to maintain an active presence. So if we can, let's start with Snapchat. Snapchat, you're probably familiar with that if I want to show off my naughty bits in a photo, that is the application I use. I would push back on that for two reasons. Every social network, people are showing off their naughty bits. So the fact that Snapchat got painted for that, that was probably unfair. You know, we've all heard, you know, people do certain things on the internet. They do it on every single social network that exists. People find the love of their lives on Facebook.
Even politicians.
Unfortunately, politicians are often the least sophisticated in using different social networks for that purposes. One might argue the average high schooler on a Friday night is a little more tech savvy and understands how to cover his or her internet trail and delete the cache a little bit more easily. So Snapchat was the first social network that gained popularity for being ephemeral, meaning when you post something to Snapchat, it disappears. It disappears very quickly, 1 to 10 seconds. It was initially photo-based, and I love the term default delete, that when we think of Facebook, when we think of Twitter, when we think of all these other networks, we post something and it is essentially there forever. You know, as we've all learned, I post an inappropriate tweet, I delete it, the world knows I have posted an inappropriate tweet. There are multiple applications that will actually go in and rescue all of those deleted tweets so you can sift through whether you're TMZ or the Washington Post to catch all the good stuff, even if it's deleted. Snapchat was designed to delete. Now, there's a real caveat here. If anyone's thinking of using it for things that they want to be confidential or not be shared, if you look on either Google Play or the iTunes App Store, you will see dozens of apps that allow you to save your Snapchats without the other person knowing. So this idea that it really disappears isn't entirely accurate from an engineering or a geek point of view, but that is the intent. Now, at the very beginning, marketers said, "Oh, I want nothing to do with this. How can I possibly make use of a social network where my message disappears in 5 seconds or 10 seconds? That's just silliness." Also, the fact that it had this reputation of being the sexting app, people ran from it. Well, guess what? There are now dozens of different very large mainstream brands, arguably the largest, the CPG companies, the fast food restaurants, the entertainment companies. They are all using this. And what did they discover? They discovered not only do you need to be on the network your target audience is on, but even more to the point, as marketers, we are continually struggling to get the attention of our target audience, especially if that skews a little bit younger. When the message is that short, people pay closer attention. So the conversion rates and the success they have had has been very, very successful. It has been the ROI on Snapchat has been very positive for all the brands that are doing it.
And,
so
and again, if I can just chime in real quick, you know, the fact that, you know, again, regardless of how you can save certain people's Snapchats, because of the fact that it does disappear and it does go away, that's, you know, and not archived, that's where the millennials are. And so if that's your target market, then you need to come off of Facebook or whatever it is, and that's where you need to go. So go ahead.
Well said. I am a very big proponent that as marketers, we don't choose our media. Mm-hmm. Our customers, our target audiences, they choose the media, and we can either decide to be in the spaces that they decide they are participating in or not. Just to share a couple data points, so you can put into perspective how big this is. As of May 2014, you know, tick, tick, that's right now, Snapchat, people are uploading 700 million photos per day.
Wow.
And just as a reminder, that is more than Facebook that we think of as the granddaddy with its billion plus members. Also, Snapchat is now the top third-party messaging app in North America by volume. And you know that little company that Facebook purchased for a big chunk of money called WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Snapchat is trumping WhatsApp in North America by a significant amount.
That's amazing. Now I'm going to have to cut in here. We do have to go to break. Listeners, don't go anywhere. We've got a couple more platforms to talk about. We'll be right back with Ken Herron. Don't go anywhere.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, Panda and Penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. Plus, build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at InternetMarketingNinjas.com. While some affiliate networks can give you offers, Affiliate Offers Network gives you offers that pay big. Why do affiliates work with Affiliate Offers Network? How about because they work with powerhouse CPAs like Affiliate.com? How about that affiliates get paid every Monday to kick off their work week? Plus, learn how their Green Bucket system can turn your email, display ad, social, video, or mobile impression into profitable income. Get connected today with Affiliate Offers Network. Call 312-560-0175 or visit affiliateoffersnetwork.com.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Advance your affiliate marketing efforts every week on Affiliate Buzz. Our hosts, James and Arlene Martell, are here to inspire, inform, and motivate you with expert insight, interviews, and information that will increase your bottom line. Affiliate Buzz, on demand anytime inside the Affiliate Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. My name is Shahab from Skywire.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz at Mobile Groove. Before the break, if I could just ask, because I'm not, I'm based in Europe, so it's a little bit different over here. What does the brand interaction look like on Snapchat?
It is very clever. Usually they are very attention-getting, photo-based ads. So think of it as a banner ad tuned for the Snapchat generation. They are promotional offers, coupon codes, and the people who started it was a local frozen yogurt chain who realized, you know, all of my audience, all of my customers are the high schoolers. Let me start using Snapchat, and very quickly the larger national brands came in. What I find interesting about Snapchat is that when you look at its principles, how they think of what they're doing, they see themselves as the next generation of Skype, FaceTime, and Hangouts. They see Snapchat as a phone replacement and when I say phone, they're a phone service replacement. They see themselves as redefining calling for a generation that is not as much into voice calls, that they have taken, from their perspective, a very radically different approach. And they think that the 13 to 23-year-old market, which is their stated group that they're going after, they are going to be the new way of making calls. So before we move on to the next, Snapchat is known for its disappearing messages. Think of the term default delete. The content, what people are sharing, is a combination of text, photo, and video. The audience, clearly millennial in nature and surprisingly young in nature. The minute that a, quote, little one is able to talk you into a mobile device that will download apps, they will be on Snapchat. Why? I always like to ask, why are the users on a certain social network? Very simple answer, because all of my friends are on it. So next up, I'd like to talk about Whisper. Whisper is another broadcast mobile social network, and it's an interesting one in that where Snapchat is actually not anonymous. You have a profile, you're sending it back and forth to your friends. Whisper, completely anonymous, which is kind of different, kind of new for us because we're used to social networks where it doesn't have to be our real name, but there is a name. With Whisper, you are really anonymously broadcasting your content. And what is this content? It's secrets, whatever they may be. And it really skews towards very raw, very emotional secrets. You could almost make fun of it and say that people are trying to outdo each other with the most horrific, pathetic, you know, traumatic events in their lives. They self-describe themselves as where the truth lives. Share your secrets. It's a little more adult. So Peggy, to your term, it's still millennial, but it's adult millennial rather than the millennial and younger. It's also wildly popular. I looked at these numbers and I had to double check them. Do you want to give a guess as to how many views or what kind of activity they're seeing on a monthly basis?
Is it in the hundreds of thousands?
You know that word that begins with B called billion? Whisper has 6 billion views a month. Now that's on a global basis, but that's an incredible, incredible amount. Also, something that their CEO recently said that I don't know of the CEO of too many apps that would say that, Whisper is not accessible to people who are over the age of 22.
How does that mean? So if you go to the app store, how do they know?
They don't know other than they have very few, quote, adult users. That's just not who is using it. And if you've gone into it, I've spent some time on all of these different sites, and Whisper can be very revealing. For example, there are parts of the world, let's take the Ukraine, where there's a lot going on. Well, I can go to Whisper, where people feel free to share what they're thinking, what they're experiencing, what's going on. I can now, and this is a new with the latest update, I can go in and target the geography, and no surprise, I go to the spring break type of destinations, you know, where people are at the beach and party. It's a very different set. But if I'm going to parts of the world that are having civil unrest, that are having catastrophic natural disasters, such as the firefighters, even though you may shrug off Whisper and think, you know, this isn't a serious social network, when you go, even more so than Twitter, because again, anonymity creates some very different types of content. When you go in and look at some of the most difficult parts of the world at times that are very challenging, the quality of the content, it becomes very serious and very real. Now, again, they're like any social network, don't believe everything you read. Sometimes people post fake posts, but the quality of the post, it really does make you stop and are able to visualize what these people are going through in a way that is really, really difficult. So it definitely recommended if you have not gone in to actually see what some of the people are posting.
And that's on Whisper.
That's Whisper. So a quick recap, the tech or kind of how it works, it is a broadcast anonymous messaging service. The content, and these are, you know, Ken's words, a lot of raw emotion, especially in places of the world that are going through some type of event. And the downside, kind of where we said with Snapchat, the downside is, you know, the occasional not safe for work content. With Whisper, there is some obvious fake content. There are people who are kind of taking the pity story to the logical extreme, and clearly they are, quote, fake posts.
So Ken, I just want to interject here for a moment. You're talking about the content on Whisper. Again, it's at the end of the day, what would then a marketer do to harness this? You know, we're learning about these social networks with you here on the show, but also, you know, strategically, can I do anything on a social network where everyone's only 22?
Absolutely.
Okay, what?
We're familiar with Tide detergent. Tide detergent has a remarkable program where there are hurricanes, forest fires. They go in with a portable semi-truck that is filled with washing machines to allow people to do laundry when they really, really need to do it. Mm-hmm. For Whisper, where there are these catastrophic events, Tide could use this as a way to reach out to people to let them know that, hey, the van's going to be here to share photos of people getting their laundry, and not just from a brand-building PR perspective, but also to provide service to people at times of really difficult situations.
So you just mentioned a scenario where a brand could do something.
Mm-hmm.
So is a brand really doing something right now in real life that's interesting on this social network that could be a blueprint for anybody listening in? Or have they not harnessed it?
They have not yet found, either they've not jumped in with both feet or they're taking a wait and see attitude. I did not see any noticeable brand activity of how brands were going in and doing it. It can also be used as an incredible research tool. So don't just think of the value as being one of, can I advertise? Can I get people to buy my stuff? It can also be a very effective tool for, can I better understand my customers in a particular region? Can I understand what's going on in a way to reach out to them in terms of language, in terms of messaging? Let's say I was a, pick a company here. Let's say I was a company that provided grief counseling. Well, I hate to say that this is the grief social network, but that is one of the emotions that people very freely share. That if I was doing targeting, I would take a simple text analytics program and figure out where's the greatest need at any point in time. And that tells me where I need to staff up, because it has a lot of the real-time aspects of Twitter. So I could put in my little text analytics program and I could do a quick little program. And guess what? It could tell me every morning when I wake up where I need to put my grief counselors, because that's where the biggest trauma is going on.
So you can kind of do a search on that platform.
You cannot do a search, but these different social networks have differing types of APIs.
Mm-hmm.
So the really geeky friends of mine would have no problem tapping into those to then mine and use that data for their, you know, evil marketing purposes.
Great. Okay, I'm going to have to interrupt again. We're going to go to break, but don't go anywhere. We've got Ken Herron on the line, and we're happy to have him. Don't go anywhere.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I signed us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
It's time to get fired up. Fired Up is a show that delivers both business impact and social importance. Our host, Gordon Rudell, will share ideas on how to create higher returns on your communication investments by engaging the people who matter most. Fired Up with Gordon Rudell, on demand anytime, inside the Culture and Business Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. My name is Shahab Zaghari from Skywire.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove. And right before the break, we were going through all these mobile-only, born-in-mobile social networks. Can't cover them all, Ken, but why don't you pick up the list with the next one?
Sure. One final comment on Whisper. And yes, my recommendation is to make this a 4-hour show so Ken can ramble on at length, although I'm not quite sure the listeners would enjoy that. The question you should ask is, why do users use Whisper? From what I can tell from going through and reading people's posts, the target audience has a need to share. They feel they're not being heard. They feel they're not being listened to. And seeing other people's problems, other people's secrets, makes them feel better about their own.
So it's kind of
very
like a
cathartic, this idea of sharing.
It's kind of like post-secret, but you have a profile.
You don't really have a profile because, again, it's anonymous, which is why you feel comfortable.
It is anonymous. Okay.
It is anonymous. Yeah. Snapchat tends not to be anonymous.
Right.
It disappears, but it's not anonymous. Whisper is anonymous. You really can't track it back to a person. Now, that gets us into a very interesting, clear competitor to Whisper. Again, we're going to talk about Secret. Secret is another broadcast network. But where Whisper, people were talking about their problems, and I just, you know, kicked my spouse, and my dog doesn't love me anymore. Or, and again, I hate to say first world problems, but when you click between the different areas, the Western world, you see, you know, my coffee wasn't right at Starbucks again. And you click over to the Ukraine and my home was just blown up and my parents have been killed. I mean, the level of reality is quite stunning between different parts of the world. Secret, on the other hand, ooh, good gossip. And I say this as a tech geek, and I'll share why. So Whisper again, you know, I'm having a bad day. I'm having a horrific day. I share it all. Secret, I want to get back at you. Or I know something you don't know, and we're not just talking the Kim Kardashian level of gossip, we're talking tech industry gossip. Because Secret got its start in Silicon Valley, people are broadcasting really juicy secrets, and by juicy, I mean industry news and gossip, trade news and gossip, stock-impacting news and gossip, and I can give two very, very recent examples. Remember a little ways back, Nike came out of the wearables market that they ceased production of their Fuel Band.
Yeah.
Guess where that was broken before it was officially announced by 2 weeks? It was shared on Secret, this mobile-only anonymous social network. Also, you're familiar with a little social network called Google Plus? We know that their head, Vic Gundotra, was stepping down, and that was a big deal for much of the media. Hours before the official press release, it was being spoken about very, very openly on Secret. So not just TMZ is paying a lot of close attention to the celebrity gossip, but the different media insiders and this little governmental group called the SEC is paying a lot of attention to it because people are broadcasting with impunity their messages. They are very directly violating SEC disclosure laws. In the case of Nike, public company, arguably stock impacting. Google Plus, you know, the loss of a principal, arguably stock impacting. So it's been very, very interesting that it is where Twitter breaks the news. Secret has been sharing news that was not yet public and not yet meant to be broken or to be shared. And so
even though, you know, these people are doing, you know, engaging in gossip, there's no real way of knowing who's, you know, who it is at the company that's saying these things. And so, you know, how would a
people
marketer...
are behaving as if they're, it cannot be tracked to them. I have no doubt the SEC is speaking with Secret and trying to figure out if there is a way to track these back, because this is a very serious and a very dangerous trend. Even though the site was meant to be a safe place to secretly share what you think and feel, in their own words, Secret is about emphasizing words and empowering meaningful conversations. You can roll your eyes right now. So we took away names and profile photos while connecting you with people you know, because it's not fully anonymous in the sense that it starts out, it's connecting all the people in your mobile device contact mm-hmm. list.
So let's talk about connecting for a moment, Ken. Let's talk about connecting for a moment because we're getting near the end of the show. I would like to hear very quickly soundbite. I'm a brand. I'm a marketer. What do I do with this social network, or how should I be harnessing it if I'm not already? In other words, what's your advice? Okay, there's lots of stuff happening out there. I need to be there. What do I need to do?
Be aware of it. Understand mm-hmm. who the audience is, how it's playing. And start testing, start experimenting. There's not yet a case study for...
Like how?
You have a brand, you have your messages, whether you're B2B or B2C, start testing. Put up mm-hmm. your brand, put up your offer, your reason to buy, and see what happens. Now that sounds very trial and error, but Snapchat started as very trial and error, and now it is a proven channel for different types of marketers. And I know that makes a lot of people uncomfortable that, hey, throw something up and see if it sticks. But I've long been a proponent that some percent of your time and budget should be allocated to these new channels just to get the experience curve to figure out if this makes sense for you. For example, restaurants in Silicon Valley that are in the heart of, you know, the Google, Facebook, Apple triangle, absolutely that would be a place to get out there and talk about your food and your offerings and why people should eat at your restaurant, because there's such a high concentration of people who are spending a lot of time on the site. And we know that that is the geography that is being focused on it. Hmm. If I can move on to our final social network, and again, I have a few more that I'll just mention by name, but Yik Yak has been very interesting, where people have painted Snapchat as the sexting network. Yik Yak is not incorrectly.
And so I think that's a really good tip. You know, get your username, test it out, you know, put your toe in the water. And so just, you know, as a quick recap, we talked about Snapchat today, we talked about Whisper, and we talked about Secret. Is there anywhere, you know, that they can go to find out more information or look up, you know, some of the newest social networks?
Absolutely. People can follow me on Twitter at Ken Herron, K-E-N-H-E-R-R-O-N. And just so people are familiar with the names, they should keep an eye on Yik Yak. That's what, yes, the real social network, Y-I-K-Y-A-K, a social network called Truth, Confide, Rumor, that's spelled R-U-M-R, Backchat, and the newest one, 20 Day Stranger.
Great. And Peggy, how can the listeners get a hold of you?
Well, I'm over at Mobile Grooves. That's mobilegroove.com, and active on Twitter at Peggy Ann, A-N-N-E. And generally, also working on some other projects you'll be hearing more about also on the webmasterradio.com website.
Great. And listeners, you can get a hold of me on Twitter at Shahab Zaghari. The last name is Z-A-R-G-A-R-I. You can also check out all of our blog posts at skywire.com. All sorts of really great tips. Until next week, don't forget that every minute is mobile, so make every minute count.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.